The sound of about 200 demonstrators marching from Seattle's Capitol Hill neighborhood to the central area last night. They were marching to show support for the Black Lives Matter movement and to mark the one-year anniversary of the killing of Michael Brown in Ferguson, Missouri. Last night's march came a day after two black women interrupted a rally in which Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders was supposed to speak. Some people in the crowd yelled at the women, and that upset many of the people who were demonstrating last night. K.L. Shannon is one of them and is a board member of the Seattle chapter of the NAACP.
I was really shocked and just taken aback about of the way the crowd reacted to the young, to the two young women that courageously took over the stage. It sent a clear message on how they really feel about black people. That was clear.
Some older members of Seattle's black community say they are inspired by the recent and renewed activism from communities of color. Khalif Muhammad watched last night's march from a bus stop.
I'm very proud of them. And any young person, you know, that's willing to speak truth to power, right, with the right guidance, I'm with them.
The march ended at Garfield High School shortly after 9 o'clock.